join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Friday Night Super Special. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for tonight's show. I'm Dawn Reese and
Lisa V.
Yes, in the house. And look who's to my right. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Patty Warinsky from Soap This.
Oh gosh, we have a special VIP calling in about 8:30. We cannot tell you. She's in the soap opera world. So excited.
She will be here in 2 weeks.
That's right. Yes. We're going to come back to Patty in a minute. And also, Cassie is over here. Hola. I'm learning a little bit more Spanish from my co-host.
There you go. Cassie Jenkins, Barefoot Blonde 5 on Twitter.
That's right.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, and you're going to have a special with me on Monday. Tuesday, the 21st. Usually have it Monday, but the 21st, we're going to have a super special with Beauty Queen Reporters. In the meantime, I'm so glad you joined in. Remember the movie Mastermind? It was on Netflix. I think it's on Amazon Prime now. And so I'm going to play this trailer, and I'm so excited to have back as our featured guest, David Gant, and we're going to talk about his book and what happened after the movie. It was actually A New Path After a 17 Million Mishap. And you're like, what do you mean a 17 million mishap? Yes, you'll find out from this clip of this movie from Mastermind. We'll be right back.
My name is David Gant. I always felt I was destined for a life of adventure. It didn't quite pan out that way.
There he is, the man of your dreams.
It's like you're marrying both of us, David, me and Mama.
Speak, even whisper.
Then one day, I met Miss Kelly Campbell.
What would you do with $1 million?
Probably start my own business. Maybe be a bounty hunter.
Nice.
You know, put a cap in their house.
Oh,
my gosh, David, let me see.
Oh, God.
I think that bullet just went straight between your cheeks.
Yeah, it feels like it just grazed my biscuits right there betwixt them.
Kelly tells me y'all work together over at Loomis. That strikes me as an incredible opportunity.
You talk about robbing a bank. How hard can it be? You load up a truck.
I'm not dead!
And you drive away.
Woo! Police are calling it one of the largest cash heists ever.
17 million missed.
Authorities are now searching for this man.
Look at him. Look like Kenny Rogers and Kenny Loggins had a love child. And then Kenny G, he just showed up to the birthday party, started playing the flute, and messed this boy up.
Let's blow a zillion, zillion, baby.
It's time to cut David Gant from the team.
We can't do this. This is wrong.
So, who y'all want me to kill?
Whoa. Not now. Not in front of.
Is it one of them?
No.
Boys, go upstairs right now.
See y'all in a little bit.
I spend it all on you, and I'm in a real quick. Hey, chance I got it. Abracadabra, I got the magic. I hope you can do a billion.
Save Chambers, you double-crossed me.
David?
Yeah, I'm right here, Sugar Bush, okay? Don't worry about a thing.
Oh!
Lord, that's a cheap door.
You gotta give me a 3 count next time.
Your boobies.
What?
Sometimes the only way out is through.
Oh, no.
So you're wondering what this movie is about if you have not seen it. Belly laughing. But before I introduce David, I actually had him on a couple months back and his sister about really what happened and the spiritual end of things and how they prayed and everything, how the time was not as what they thought. David, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Hey, Dawn. It's great to hear from you.
Oh, you too, David. I'm so excited to get you back on because everybody loves your movie. But, of course, it's a testimony, and they're wondering what it was about. And, you know, you actually, I'm going to kind of give an intro. You had robbed a bank of $17 million, the second biggest heist ever. Oh, my gosh. And you had $17 million in your hands. Mm. And...
What did it feel like?
Yeah, Lisa's like, what is it? My new co-host, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a description. The pile of money that filled up the van was 9 feet long and about almost 3 feet high, and it weighed over a ton.
Wow.
I used to be 315. I thought that was close to a ton,
oh my
but obviously
God.
Not.
Well, you know, David, I was watching some things like on the biggest heist, you know, some extra videos and things, and all of a sudden I started to belly laugh because I saw that, you know, in the movie, you know, they added things, but in real life, is it true that you had all these keys and you couldn't open the van?
Well, what happened was when I handed the keys off to my cohorts there, there was a big box of like 300 or 400 keys. I had taken all the keys from the building, and what happened is they went to shut the door, and the guy just threw the key right in the box. And
oh,
so
geez.
they had to sort through all these keys to figure out which one was the correct one.
Wow.
While you're robbing, yeah. That talk about stressful.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And so another thing what I was belly laughing about, because we're going to get into some serious things about your book and how you overcame and how Steve Hopper and you have connected. Another funny thing I wanted to say, which is not really funny, but they said that you ended up driving to catch a flight to Mexico someplace, but there were no flights to Mexico. Is that right?
Our original plan was for us to drive down to Columbia, South Carolina, and
right.
fly from there, fly out of Columbia. But what we didn't check ahead on was that the Columbia airport closed around 9. And we got there, and they had shut down for the night.
Oh, geez.
So I had to take a Greyhound from Columbia, South Carolina to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Now, there was so much money that you had on you. I mean, I was also belly laughing watching this the other night on some updates on the biggest heist, the second biggest heist. You made something with nylons and you stuffed all the money around you?
Yeah, we had we came up with an improv money belt. We took some nylons and stuffed the money in it and duct taped it to me. And I had money... stuffed down in my cowboy boots, and we had it just jammed everywhere. The part in the movie where they show it's similar, but they just blew that up to make it more humorous.
Wow. Now, another thing I'm kind of letting my audience and our fans know as well, then the other people ended up buying lavishly things, beautiful mansions, cash and everything, and then they showed how much money was like all over the house. There were like drawers and bins and closets full of cash all over.
Oh, yeah. One of the stories that came from that is they had bought their kids like a bunk bed, and they had stuffed one of the mattresses with money, and they were looking at the guy that helped them put it together. He's like, you know, if that falls, that's gonna kill one of the kids. So they ended up just leaving.
That's horrible.
Well, another thing too is I'm kind of recapping on the movie and you know some of the things that I've seen as well, and you've been on so many shows and talking about it and what you've gone through, and you came out like with flying colors and God's amazing protection on so many things. You did this without a gun, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, you're my type of peeps. Without a gun? That's talent right there.
Yeah, that's wow. And so then you ended up you were in Cancun. Were you there for 5 months?
Yeah, I was down there for about a little over 5 months.
Okay, and did you at least enjoy yourself in Cancun at the time, or how were you feeling, or like what were you doing?
Well, I did every touristy thing there was.
Every touristy thing. I like it, touristy.
But I took to scuba diving, and I did a lot of free diving and spear fishing, and you know, that's how I occupied my time.
Wow. You know, and amazing, because your family, we had them on last time. And, you know, I will tell everybody, we talked a little bit different about what happened when you got incarcerated and all this stuff happened. And they said they got down on their knees and they were praying. And his sister was on. And, you know, how many months were you or years? You're only there a couple of years, right, in where you were at?
Yeah, I was about six and a half years.
About 6.5 years. And then, so I was reading something. So, you know, what I loved about, you know, I'm reading a lot here on my tablet that I had, where it said that you were in the library and you were getting some ideas. You were reading self-help books.
Yeah. Well, I had a moment in prison. I'm sitting there, and prisons are never quiet. They're loud 24/7.
Okay.
I'm sitting on top of this steel bunk, and I'm thinking, you know, what has come, you know, in my life. And so I decided I was going to do something. So I went to the library, and I just started reading self-help books and taking notes and trying. And I tried everything from, like, yoga to New Age stuff, putting copper on bracelets on my wrist. I tried everything under the sun and sorted out what I thought worked. And that's how the basis of the self-help book I wrote.
Wow.
Because I tried all kinds of stupid stuff.
You know, okay, the people that you were there with, did they know what happened to you? Did they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you also don't have any secrets in prison.
Okay.
Right.
No.
Yeah, as soon as I came through the gate, they knew, because there's always a prisoner that works up front as an orderly, and they talk, and the prison grapevine is faster than the internet.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Faster than Snapchat.
Well, you know. Also what impressed me is you said that, you know, you took every day, you took about 15 minutes, which I'm sure you had more than that, but, you know, of just your chill time of your, you know, just to regroup, no nothing, no electronic things. And you said sometimes it was hard where you would have to reboot because it was the old computers that it took a while to reboot. And that was, you're talking about your life and rebooting. And
yeah.
And then you came up, did you come up with this book in prison that you wrote?
My book started off as a bunch of loose leaf binders, and I had just taken notes, and me and my wife sat down and condensed this, and we talked it out.
Oh, so and you're married now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry,
well,
ladies.
I wouldn't say
he's
newly
married. Okay, sorry, he's married. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And we condensed all the notes down into the book.
Wow, that takes a support team to have your wife do that with you, and that's phenomenal. You know, I'm reading some of the things here because, you know, tell everybody who played you in the movie, Mastermind.
Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, he's fabulous. Between
I
Two
love
Ferns.
Him.
Oh,
I love
fabulous.
Him.
And Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Owen's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. And then I have a question. Okay, so I was watching one of the other things on YouTube, one of the interviews that you were doing. Is it true that Campbell, what was her name? Campbell?
Kelly Campbell?
Kelly Campbell. You only kissed her one time?
Yeah.
Wow. So you were, like, in love with her, and this is all how this happened. And then the guy said that was a very expensive kiss.
Oh, yeah.
It's like listening to this guy talk about it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask him for sure. And the book is called The Book of Dave, A New Path After 17 Million Misstep. So, David, can you give us a little bit synopsis about the book?
One of my friends put it best. It is a common sense guide to living a good life. And, as you know, one of the guys I work with bought the book and read it. And I autographed it for him, and it's like, man, you know, I've been a Christian my whole life, but this kind of boils down everything you need to know.
Wow. And you're a photographer, a fisherman, a gentleman, a mastermind, or it says at least a mastermind of the book and the occasional, you know, and with this movie. Do you think they would do a sequel with you, with what you're doing now in the book and your life? I know they said that you were doing construction work and you were building something. What were you building?
I do construction work with a local company called Petticoat Schmidt, and we do highway work, Department of Transportation work. And tomorrow I'm going to be working at a small subdivision.
Okay, gotcha. And with this book that's selling, I mean, have you been on other shows about it? Have they come back, like The Tonight Show or Ellen? I mean, because you've come a long way and you have given back so much. And I even hooked him up with Steve Hopper, which Steve Hopper is a motivational speaker. And I saw you on a live video feed with him. What happened after Hollywood Connection? This is why I also have you on. What happened when the two of you connected?
Well, Steve and I are both, you know, very busy. And eventually we did get the chance to sit down and talk over the phone and chit-chat. And his best advice to me, and I'm going to share this with anybody that wants to be a motivational speaker, start local, start small, and don't expect your success to come, you know, overnight. And that's what I've been doing. Just did a small meet and greet at a local restaurant, you know, 5-10 people, just, and it's like any other skill. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
Well, I have an offer because you're in Florida. You're not very far from Clearwater. And, you know, I'm on the board of the Tampa Bay Film Society with Ellen and everybody over there. And it's a film. And they do, you know, guest speakers once a month. And then also Women in Film. I'm one of the co-chairmen with Bobby Hill and Jen. And we're always looking for speakers. Would you ever be interested to come down and speak and sell your book at these events?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love that. That'd be a great opportunity for me to practice my well, it's kind of a hobby right now, but it'd be practice my craft, I guess.
Wow. Well, because we know a lot of news people, too, you know, and while you're here, we could just figure out how to get you on the morning show or some of the people on Bay 9 News and, you know, and talk about, say, here's your book, you know, and it's talking about, you know, that, you know, about your choices in life as well. You know, and you know how to overcome that. And you're such a testimony because, you know, people I probably have thought of things that you did and they're like, wow, he's brilliant, you know, and how he had all this and he lived that life. Ladies, do you have a question for David that's coming to mind? I know Cassie's sitting here going, wow. Wow.
Yeah. She, I can feel her.
I was watching her watch the trailer and she's like, yes. Oh, this is funny, but yeah. It's not, but it's funny. But, you know, go ahead.
David, which motivational books, can you tell us which ones they were or one that stood out?
Let's see. What was that guy's name? This is one of the byproducts of turning 50 also.
Hey, we're all there. But
really? No, not Lisa. I'm 60. I'm only 49.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm trying to remember who it was, but one of the ones was written in the 70s. And the oldest one I got was from the 50s. It was an interesting read. But I'll see if I can dig up some of the names. I'll send them to Dawn.
That would be great. Okay. Now, I definitely would like to talk to Ellen over there at the Tampa Bay Film Society and find out, you know, give me a month and say, hey, Dawn, you know what? We're available here. And then I can, you know, sell it out and say, come on, everybody, buy his book. How much is your book on Amazon?
It's $15.
Only $15. And also, now, when you wrote that book, did you go through a publisher or was it through Amazon? You know, because I know Lisa's trying to write a book and she may have a question. Here, ask David, because you're trying to write a book. How did he write a book?
Yeah. When you got started, what kept you going? Because I'm torn between too much information of the wrong information and not enough of the right information. Because I got a lot.
Yeah.
Dawn will tell you we have a lot.
Well, tell them the name of your book.
The name of my book is God May Not Have Facebook, But He Gave Me the Password, How I Caught My Cheating Husband. I went to an all-night prayer meeting, and the next day my friend gave the password to his Google account. We'll leave it right there. And I locked him out of every Google account he had for 3 days. He couldn't use a phone, a tablet, or a computer.
Ooh.
Sorry. God helped me. God gave the password. So
David, when you wrote your book, how did you do it? Was it on a tablet? Was it on a paper? Can you give Lisa an idea or a little bit?
Were you on your, yeah.
Yeah, we just, me and the wife just sat down and...
Just wrote.
She's a far better typist than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we just used some real basic computer program, did it right on the computer.
Like you talked into, like I've heard there's programs that you can like talk into, yes, and it'll type it and then, you know, you just edit it,
yeah,
after.
We've got Dragon Naturally Speaking, I think it's called.
Okay.
Dragon. And I'll give you a heads up, if you have any type of Southern accent.
No, I'm from Miami. I have the Spanish accent with a little bit of New York on the side is what I was told, so.
It might translate well for you, but it did some humorous stuff with my Southern accent.
Oh, I can imagine. You and Siri must have fun. I'm sorry. I can't understand you, right?
So I have another special.
Yeah.
I have another secret surprise for you. It's all good. Is Jess on the phone from Fort Lauderdale? Are you there, Jess?
I'm here. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So Jess is always, you're looking for speakers all the time, correct?
I will be very shortly. I'm preparing right now. Yes.
Right. So do you know who David is?
I'm not clear.
Okay. Did you see the movie Mastermind with Olin Wilson, Zach?
Zach, blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Zach G. Zach G. That's what we'll say. Zach G.
It's touching my memory. Tell me more.
Okay, so there was a bank robbery, the second biggest heist, and they made this comedy about it. And we've got the real man, David Gant, on the phone that they wrote the movie about. And now he wrote a book called, it's amazing. David, tell her your book.
The Book of Dave, A New Path After a $17 Million Misstep.
So
that would be new.
Yes. And so, but David, I'm so proud of you because you're also, you were talking about going into prisons and helping other people and motivation for speaking for that. And, but I'd like to get you down here because they made a movie of your life and how that became about. And I just believe that we could just fill up the Tampa Bay Film Society, the Women in Film, and have you come down and do that. Just let me know when you're available.
Okay.
That would be great. And everybody, please read this book. Now, I have to tell you, there's some amazing comments on this book.
I'll bring a copy of the book. I would love for you to sign it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Gladly.
Thank you.
And I love it. It says, a diehard fan, personal development books. Gant hits it a nail on the head with each and every chapter. It goes into what a great read, a great lesson. Rock bottom from a criminal life to prison to being an upstanding, amazing citizen. You have so many great, great comments on Amazon. And so if you buy the book, of course, please do. And, help support with what he's doing. And then you can put your comment down as well. So that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That'd be...
Okay, sounds good. David, I'm so impressed that you called in. And every time I watch something new, that I always say, oh gosh, I have to ask David about this because I was belly laughing about the keys. I was like, I can't even open my door with 3 keys. I can't imagine if it's like 500 keys.
And you're texting me while you're watching it. You're going, I'm dying. I'm belly laughing.
I'm
this
belly
is so
laughing.
Funny. Yes,
I am. Well, David, give your social media. They can follow you as well.
I'm easily found on Facebook and sometimes on Twitter. But other than that, I'm a computer Luddite, so it's just Facebook and Twitter for now.
Well, I think me and Lisa are going to get you booked over here. I think it would be awesome. We have a really good power team of women here that we can make this happen.
The
so
hour of power.
The hour of power. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I can't take that because that's the church out in California, the Crystal Cathedral. But, we are a power hour. We'll switch it. Instead of the hour of power, the power hour. There we go. Now we're not copyright infringing anybody.
And it's not just Hollywood Connections. It's Hollywood Connections.
It sure is. Holy and Hollywood.
David Gunn, we want to thank you so much for calling in. You are such a blessing, and keep up the amazing work, and you're such a role model because other people may want that temptation, and here you are as a testimony to tell people you can lose everything. And you even told us on the last show everything was gone, and here you are, amazing man. You have a wife, you've got a good job, and now you have a testimony and a movie about yourself, and I want to thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome, Dawn. I enjoy it every time I do.
I do too. We can't wait to meet you in person.
Yes, can't wait.
Yes, we're going to make that happen. Just let me know, text me back and say, Dawn, this month works. Let me find out what's available, and let's get you in as a guest speaker.
Yes. All right. That'd be great.
Awesome. Okay, so that's another Hollywood connection. David Gant from the movie Mastermind. They wrote the movie about David. Thank you. Godspeed ahead in everything you do. Yes. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bless you too.
All right. Wow. So, I love hearing real life stories. And before we go to our VIP guest that's on the phone, do you want to say who's on the phone in a minute? We're going to come right to.
We'll tell you in a minute.
Stay tuned. She's excited. A soap opera star. In the meantime, Jess, tell us what's happening in your land over there in Hollywood, Florida, in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, I work as a TV producer and as a passion project, so I have an opportunity to be creative on my own some more.
Wait, are you on speaker? Are you on speaker?
No.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, because speaker, we're on six stations. So, we just want to make sure.
Sometimes technology gets in the way.
Okay.
Well, what I've done is I have created a platform for women. It's a women's theatrical performance group because I have background in theater and I have produced some theatrical presentations, and I am still in contact with women that I've cast and played before. And it's a platform for women who want to use drama with purpose and control. Because we have a theory that you can create a personal brand for yourself as a way of navigating your life with more magnetism and grace. And research shows that people would literally rather die than speak in public. So this is a place to experience growth on stage and in life as a performer and as a speaker and a professional. Or the offering the theatrical community and women of all kinds, whether they're performers or not, an opportunity to collaborate. And we're developing the website right now with content that would support and educate and inspire effective communication in all its forms. And it's meant to be cheeky and irreverent with substance.
That's amazing. And you have a big event coming up when?
It would be our first gathering, which is Tuesday the 21st. It's a free event from 7 to 9. It's inside the Pompano City Center. It's going to be our inaugural meeting and opportunity to make a grand entrance for women to play.
Well, I know our Deidre and Jackie are going to try to get over there as well, and I'd love to speak sometime up soon. And hey, I've got a speaking engagement guest that just got off the phone. I mean, with what he's doing, and I mean, I want to be around people that are inspiring to others, that have gone through a test. You can't have a test without a testimony, and that's where I'm being called. And especially with more of Hollywood connections, with miracle stories and people that died and gone to hell and heaven coming up in about 2 weeks. I mean, the stories that we have over the years are getting more powerful, and that's what we're bringing to the airwaves. And I want to thank you so much for calling in, and we've got some exciting things. Watch us live on YouTube on Tan Talk Radio Network, and replay also live on Facebook on Dawn Reese. And I want to thank you so much, Jess, and give your website one more time.
You can find us at dramaqueen.club.
I like that, drama queen. We just told everybody, no more drama. But I like it. I like it, drama queen.
Yes.
We want to thank you just so much, and I'll keep you posted with everything. Thank you for calling in Hollywood Connections.
Sure thing. Nice to meet you. Take care.
Thank you. God bless. Wow. So that's exciting. So, we're trying to bring in people and events. Let's go to Kathleen Gotti. And we are here. You've got some General Hospital music in the background for us. He's going to look that up and play that right now. And Kathleen Gotti, are you there?
I am here. I hope you can hear me.
We can.
And so Patty's here, and we met you last time at the soap event. And Patty is so excited because you're coming to Florida.
Hey, Kathleen. How you doing?
Hi, Patty. I'm just driving home from working at General Hospital, and I'm thinking I got to pack my baseball caps and bring some gifts for the fans that are going to come to our fan event. And my husband's coming with me, too. Michael.
That's what I told Kathleen when she told me Michael's coming with her. I said, perfect, because it's a Valentine's event. So you wait till you meet Wait till you meet Michael. He is awesome.
What I met last time, the both of them, how supportive he is of you. And that's really a treasure. And to have a man like that, I mean, I'm blessed to have one as well. But I'll tell you, the two of you are so adorable together. And Patty.
We're looking forward to coming to Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're going to be here. It's called, and Patty, tell what's happening.
Okay, we have an event with Kathleen, and it's Saturday.
Dr. Lisa Obrick.
Oh, Lisa.
And it's on Saturday, February 1st. and it's going to be a cocktail reception and a VIP dinner. Ooh. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of time we're going to spend with everybody hugging and kissing and talking. And
yep, and we have a few raffle gifts. Kathleen's bringing some items to be able to sell. And then Sunday...
No, I'm bringing gifts to give away. I'm giving presents to everybody.
And great.
I'm going to sell my hat, but... I've got gifts for everybody.
Great, and I do too. Everybody's going to get a little bag with something in it from me. And then Sunday morning, we're having a breakfast. And it's at called Spectacular, which is a great restaurant. Kathleen's been there before. So we are planning on having a great weekend, February 1st and 2nd.
Wow, that's so cool. So where can they get the tickets to buy?
Okay, go to soapthis.ticketleap.com to buy your tickets. Everything is there. And if you have any questions, give me a call at 727-210-5143.
So Kathleen, I know Lisa and I have some questions. How long have you been on General Hospital?
I started out with 2 days in 2012. So about 7.5 years ago, just a couple of days, and I went home, and they called me a few months later, and they said, we're giving you a daughter. And then a year later, we're giving you a son. So I've been here 7.5 years and done about 400 episodes.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. 400 episodes.
It's a beautiful story. It keeps growing, and they keep getting more family and new relationships with all kinds of people, and I get to kidnap and kill and, you know, steal things and poison people. It's lots of fun. Love my role.
And whoever doesn't watch General Hospital, you have to start watching, because every secret and everything that's going on, Lisa is involved in every single one.
So you're the drama problem.
It's so much fun.
Well,
I just did a Christmas film that takes place in Florida. It's called A Mermaid for Christmas on Amazon.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But it takes place in Florida. If you haven't seen it, it's adorable.
Oh, and give that title one more time.
It's called A Mermaid for Christmas.
Oh, how cool is that?
And if you have Amazon Prime, it's free, or it's a couple of dollars if you don't have Amazon Prime, regular Amazon. And it's only there for a short while. It'll be on television next year, but this was a special release. And it's adorable. I'm really proud of it. And it's with Arby Zucker from Days of Our Lives, Kyle Lauder from Days of Our Lives, the really good cast, really, really fun. Really fun, adorable, touching film.
Well, how did you start? Were you a commercial actress before, or how did you get out into the business?
I've been an actress for 40 years.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing film, television, theater. I trained in New York and worked for 10 years in New York. I worked in Europe for 6 years. I've been in LA for 22 years, and I've been acting in Arrow and 24 and Desperate Housewives, Being Mary Jane. Movies, Transformers, all kinds of stuff. So,
and whoever. Wow, I'm just reading here. You worked with the amazing Robin Williams.
You know what? He was the most incredible actor I have ever, a human being I have ever worked with. I was very fortunate to have two different films I worked on with him. And just a humble, kind, warm, professional, generous soul. I mean, I can't say enough. I mean, I will never forget, and I will always be grateful to him.
Amazing. So I know Lisa. Yeah. Lisa's an actress, and she's getting into more commercials and movies, and I know you may have some questions for her or some pointers that you may give Lisa.
Yes. Could you please give me some pointers on not to get discouraged and keep going?
And maybe, like, what kind of workshops to take, by the way?
Right. What type of training? Because some people have given me answers saying that don't go to acting classes and then go to acting classes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I come from the classical training. I spent years and years in New York. I don't really have much sensitivity or patience for people who say don't take classes, just wake up and you act. It's a craft. You need to learn the technique. I really can't speak to that. All I know is that you go, you have a foundation, you have training, do tons of theater. It's the best experience. You work with other actors. I mean, it depends what you want to do. If you just want to do commercials, go take a commercial class. But you need to know what you're doing. It's a hard, hard business. It's not for the weak of heart. I mean, you have to have a thick skin, but you have to be prepared. Because when the opportunity comes, you better know what you're doing. And if you have no training,
you're not going to survive.
Exactly. What did you take, Stellar, or what type of acting did you take?
I studied with everybody, but in New York, I started with at Herbert Berghoff Studio with Uta Hagen, and you name it, everyone, Herbert Berghoff, everybody taught there back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Wow.
And then studied with American Academy, studied with ACT. There's a teacher called Robert Ruvent. He was blind. He was amazing. Shirley Guy, who was from the American Academy.
Wow.
I mean, you name it. And you have to keep studying. You don't stop.
I know. You're like a major documentary. I'm like so into this right now. Yes. And I know Patty's looking at me going, everybody buy your tickets and you can find out more information.
Yeah. Right. Come and meet her in person and ask her every question you want.
Is she going to be on the cruise, Patty?
Yes. We also have a cruise happening in April 17th through the 20th out of Miami. And we've got some great actors on the cruise. It's going to be Kathleen, Brian DiTillo from Days of Our Lives, Walt Willie, who's a legend. He was around for a long time on All My Children.
Wow.
And Patrika Darbo, Vincent Irizarry, and Jacob Young.
Yes.
So anybody that likes cruises, it's a lot of fun. And with all these six amazing actors, it's really going to be a lot of fun.
And where do they get tickets for that and to sign up for that cruise?
You go to JJ Travel and Associates, and the number to call is 201-786-6275. And it's JJ Travel and Associates. The website is...
Let me see where here's my one. Glasses. In the meantime, Vaughn, can you pull up that song I sent you, The Sea Cruise? And it's a really fun song because I have something to say as well. So our producer in the back over there, it's Sea Cruise, and we have Kathleen Gotti that will be on it. Can you pull that up for me? And is it playing now? It's right there. He's playing it. 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Hollywood Connections.
Hold on 1 second, Kathleen.
Okay.
You have nothing to lose to come on our soap opera Sea Cruise.
Also, Don, I have all the information on my website, on my Facebook page or Twitter. I have all these events I've been posting. I'm Kathleen Gatti on Facebook there, and also I'm at Gatti Tweet, G-A-T-I Tweet, Kathleen Gatti on Twitter and Instagram, and all the information is there too if they can't find it on the other places.
That's amazing. Also, too, Patty knows that I'm a travel agent with Expedia Cruise Ship. And if somebody just wants to go party with Hollywood Connections and us, that they will not go to the soap opera events. They'll just go on the cruise, and they'll be over there with us.
So but anybody that has never met Kathleen, you need to come to this event in 2 weeks because you will meet the most amazing woman that you will ever meet on the soaps. And you will enjoy yourself so much that you're going to say, why didn't I buy my ticket sooner?
Exactly. And it's a great Valentine's gift.
Yes.
You know, exactly. People are listening going, oh, my God, this would be great for my mom, or just give it as a gift. And what are tickets about, Patty?
The tickets are $250, and that includes the cocktail hour and a VIP dinner.
Ooh.
And then Sunday morning, the breakfast is $125.
Perfect.
Now, the venues are revealed on on TicketLeap when you buy your ticket.
Right. Wow, amazing. And Cassie, do you want to say anything to Kathleen? I know she's talked to you before, and Cassie is here and interviews soap opera stars as well.
Hi, Kathleen. We have so many people that have written books, and I understand that you do audiobooks. How do you...
I do a lot of audiobooks, yeah.
Wow.
How do you prepare for an 8-hour reading?
You know what? I prepare the same way I prepare a script. I go through all the characters, look at who's how old, what nationality, what accent, what languages they speak, what's the character, are they, you know, funny, are they serious? So I basically do the same thing that I do when I do on camera, and then, but you have to do a lot more, actually, because it's only through the voice, and somebody is listening, so they have to understand that this is a 5-year-old child from Russia, and this is the 28-year-old mother from China, you know, you have to give the story and make it relatable and honest, and it's a lot of work. I love to do it, with a lot of preparation. Very much like it, you just don't have to memorize, but you know, 900 pages.
A lot of research.
A lot of research, a lot of preparation, and I love doing it. I'm in the middle of, I just recorded 5 books. I've got a couple coming up the next few weeks. In between episodes of General Hospital, I'm driving home on the freeway from working today for General Hospital. New story going. Really exciting.
How many days, can I ask? I know one more. And Patty's like, don't say any more. Just wait for them to go. But how many days are you acting on General Hospital? I mean, that they film.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Like, how many days are you on the set?
During the week?
Well, it depends. It depends on the storyline. It depends, you know, how much there is. And the show is dark a lot. It's about half the year they're dark. You know, they're closed. And so sometimes we'll do, like, 2-3 episodes one day, 4. So it just depends.
Wow.
But, you know, there are several times a week. Sometimes I'm not there. Sometimes I'm there a lot. Sometimes I sleep there. No, it's a long day. I'm kidding. But it just depends on the storyline.
Let me tell you something. Every storyline that's going to be coming out, Kathleen's involved.
Wow.
She knows everybody's secrets, and when it all explodes, it's going to be amazing.
I know. And did you guys see the Christmas Carol that we did? It was a special standalone episode, December 23rd.
Yes, I did. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was so much fun to do that. That was a very special thing we did for the audience, and the feedback was fantastic. And Michael Finn played, you know, Scrooge, and he was brilliant. Oh, so good. I play the ghost at Christmas Present. Lots of fun.
Wow.
And Roger Howard was Cratchit. You know, it was really good. Great cast.
That is so exciting. Oh my gosh, Kathleen, I know people are just on Facebook. They're like, oh, I want to go. Yeah. And this is going to be a special, you know,
you
2 days that you're going
to
be here.
Yeah, you still have time to buy tickets. We have 2 weeks to go. So please, please buy your tickets and come meet this amazing woman.
Yeah, I'll need to know how many, because I'm bringing some props from General Hospital, from something from the set for everybody.
Okay, yay. I'll let you know.
Wonderful.
Wow, yeah, my first interview was Tristan Rogers back in the days, and he called me himself, Kathleen, and it was so funny. He's like, I'm like, hello. He says, is this Dawn Reese? I said, yes. He goes, this is Tristan Rogers. I went, excuse me, is this like the manager? He's like, no, I love the interview you did on me. Can you send it to me? I'm like, I was like flattered. I was like, wow.
With his Australian accent, he's amazing. I know.
Well, Kathleen Gaddy from General Hospital, it will be in town in Clearwater. You do not want to miss it. Tickets are going fast. And one more time, that information, Patty.
Go to soapthis.ticketleap.com to buy your tickets.
There you go. Kathleen, thank you so much. Any other questions for Kathleen before we go?
Kathleen, it's Cassie again.
Hi.
I understand it's coming full circle. How do you like working with Michael Knight?
Ooh.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, yeah, I worked with him 30 years ago on All My Children.
Yes, yes.
And Sonny and Maurice, also Bernard. His tea is a doll. He is just fantastic. And it's like, oh, this is so great. You know, we're 30 years older, but we're still the same people. I mean, just you're still the same child you were, you know, whatever. It's really great. It's just so fun to work with him, and he's lovely and he's talented. So it's really a treat, really, really a treat. I'm kind of hoping there might be some story there, but only time will tell. I never know. You know, every time you get a script, you don't know what happens. You don't know what happens to other people. And every time you open up, it's like Christmas. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to be kidnapping this person, or I'm going to be, you know, doing this to that person, or I'm going to be singing or dancing or making a fool of myself or being campy or something. It's pretty fun. It's really fun.
Wow.
And Martin, you know, he's a sweetheart. Really a sweetheart.
Well, there you go. You have it all the way from, is it Hollywood or L.A.? Or you're in California or New York?
Yep.
No, she's in California.
California.
Yeah. I'm in Los Angeles, and I will be in Clearwater in 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes.
Oh, well, we can't wait. We can't wait that, you know, Soap This has worked very, very hard and has got a great reputation. So go to Facebook and put Soap This in there, and you'll see everything that Patty's doing with Soap This and her sister, Barbara. Barbie.
Yeah. Looking forward. Happy New Year to you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. We're excited. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
We'll see you in 2 weeks in Clearwater.
Woo!
Bye.
Yay! That's so amazing. You know, in the meantime, and we want to thank you for that special treat of her calling in. I usually have the shout outs, and that's awesome from your heart, Patty, to my heart, that you had her surprise
she
us
is.
And call in.
She's an amazing person. Oh. She is just amazing.
And this event is coming up. And then also, after the cruise, you're going to be in Ohio.
Yes, I'm planning an event in Ohio, in Toledo, Ohio. My hometown is Warren, Ohio.
Okay.
And I took 4 soap stars there 5 years ago. And that was the biggest thing that hit Warren, Ohio in years. It was Eric Martsoff from Days of Our Lives. It was Vincent Irizarry. It was Walt Willey, and it was Daniel Goddard.
Oh, how fun. We're going to get more into Patty next week's show of how did she start out in the soap opera business.
Yes. So now I'm planning an event May 2nd in Toledo, Ohio. And so far lined up is Jordi Villasuso, who started out years ago on All My Children. He went to Days, and now he plays Ray Rosales on Young and the Restless. Eric Martsoff, who plays Brady Black on Days of Our Lives. Stacy Hudak, who years ago played Evil Patty on Young and the Restless.
She is adorable and so down to earth. I got to just have breakfast with her, and she gave me some shout outs. Super, super amazing
actress.
Now
she's on Kristen DiMera on Days of Our Lives, and I'm waiting to announce one more actor that's going to be coming. And as soon as we have everything confirmed, we will get the information out and start promoting the event to sell tickets. So again, that's May 2nd in Toledo, Ohio.
Wow. I know people are on Facebook, they're on the YouTube Live, and they're like, I want to be an actress, I want to be a model. Well, I want to tell you something. I went last night to the Krantz Method, and let's go to that commercial, and I'm going to come back and tell you about Andrew Michael Krantz and this amazing workshop that I went to for cold reading. I'll be right back.
Wow.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Michael Krantz with some fantastic news for aspiring actors and actors that just want to get the juices flowing again. The Actors Academy, opening up at the Florida Future Factory right here in Clearwater, Florida, where you can learn the techniques of Stella Adler, Stanford Meisner, Lee Strasberg. Give us a call at 727-326-2467. Phenomenal classes. You'll have a great time. New York theater, New York film acting here in Florida.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And so just to give you a recap, there's a phone call, isn't there? I know. Who's on the air? Is that who I think it is? And go ahead. Let's put him on. Are you there?
It's me.
Oh, hi, Sue Greenberg. I just had a call from Denver, Colorado from a little girl named Madison, and she wants to try out for what we're working on. I said, we're not there yet, but she said, I sleep with Elliot every single night, and she loves the books and the horses. I'm waiting for her dad. I only have a minute to call in, but she FaceTimed me tonight, and she's so excited and just loves Elliot, and Elliot gives tons of kisses. And,
oh, my God, so cute. Thank you.
Yes, and Sue, next week we have a surprise. She will be crowned Miss Country USA with her new crown and sash, and it will be here. And next week we also have film directors, Lisa, that are doing a big movie in St. Petersburg. These guys are another powerhouse. Oh yeah, you definitely want to tune in as well next week. And Sue, give your information for Elliot's Tale and where they can buy the books and the plush horse.
Okay, it's elliotshorsetales.com, and you spell Elliot ELLIOTTS, horse, and tales is T-A-I-L-S.
That's right. We only have a few minutes, but we will see you next week as well. And how did you like Andrew's class last night?
It Oh my God, it was great. It's good because it gives you confidence in yourself when you do an acting class. Even if you don't want to be an actor, it just kind of helps you speak better. It helps you. You meet a lot of nice people, and it's great. It's good. It's a good social thing too for someone that wants to go out in the evening, meet a lot of new friends, and just have fun and let yourself be yourself.
Well, I know. I had a kind of a sarcastic kind of a script last night, and he's like, "Dawn, why are you laughing?" I said, "Because that's how I do it." He goes, "You're not playing you."
Dawn, so good.
He said, "But no, it was very intriguing because I've taken a lot of acting classes in LA, and just to get back into cold reading really does help, especially with the agents. They want a monologue. They want you to be prepared. And I'll tell you, make sure you get involved in Women in Film here. Get in touch with me, Tampa Bay Film Society. We also have the Andrew Krantz, Krantz Method at the Feature Factory. Sue, we want to thank you for calling, and we only have 2 minutes left. And we'll see you next week, crowning moment
thank
here.
You.
And what
Bye.
She's doing with Elliot's Tales, and we love Elliot. And we'll tell you some things. We can't go there yet, but I will. Also, there's a book you want to talk about. We're going to go around. We have 3 minutes left, or 2.5. And tell us what's happening on Tuesday.
Stay tuned for Yellow Roses.
Yellow Roses.
His Promise Forever Unbroken, and we're going to have Farrah Grace as our guest. And she's going to start telling us all about the romance, betrayal, intrigue, and a story about survival, a woman's story. It's absolutely fantastic. You can get it on Amazon.com, and be there on the 22nd.
That's 21st, right. 21st. Actually, 21st. It will be Tuesday. We have two specials from 8 to 9 and then 9 to 10 with Beauty Queen reporters also. And also, Lisa, thank you for being here and all the power things that you did on the red carpet last night at Sunshine City Film Festival.
Thank you.
We were at Hacking Hollywood last week. Oh, my
yes.
God. I have to tell you, it's all on YouTube under Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. You can see, just put in Hacking Hollywood. Watch all my amazing interviews. I had some today, but we're going to put it on the special on the 21st with these power men. And now I want to thank you, Patty, for being here and surprising me with Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital. That is such a treat, and it means a lot to me. Thank you. Wow. And any other questions that anybody else has?
I've got a few. There's
shout-outs?
Yeah, a few shout-outs. Thank you to Lizzie at American Institute of Beauty at 2834 Street North. She cut off all the dead ends off my hair. She's amazing. She's adorable. And then there's an amazing pizzeria because I'm driving for a delivery service, and I will not give them credit. But thank you. They're called Cappy's. And it's at 2900 First Street Avenue North. They are open from Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10. Sunday through Thursday, 5 to 9.
Right. And then also, if you want to be a Beauty Queen reporter or reporter, you can audition live here on the air. And you can also support our show. Go to PayPal, Dawn, D-A-W-N, Reese Show at yahoo.com, because we have miracle stories. We have things that will inspire you, and we pay for our own airtime. So we need your help to keep this show going
right.
around the world. And
yes.
I want to thank you so much, David Gaunt from Mastermind the Movie, for everything that we're doing. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch things happen. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
And I'm Lisa V, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 The Heat, Tan Talk Radio, 1340 AM.
And 5 other stations.
Yes.
And also watch us on YouTube on Tan Talk Radio. Watch this, and also watch party. Please share
yes,
the show.
Please share.
And also, Patty,
Bye.
Go
See
to
you
soap,
in 2 weeks.
Soap
yes.
this on Facebook. And we're
Cassie.
So excited. Yes, the Jobber Brothers, thank you from
yes,
my heart.
Hacking Hollywood.
You ended up letting me pitch my first idea
yes.
and show. It was phenomenal. And we're wrapping up. Bye, everybody. See
Bye.
You next week, Hollywood Connections.
You can start